Okay, I just before we go weiter, I just want to mention again what I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday. A few people apparently didn't get it clear. I'm sure it's not because I didn't explain it clearly. It's probably because people were on their way out already at the end of Shir. But at the end of Shir yesterday, I mentioned the Ramah in Kuf Nun Tes of Sifhei. And my point really was to make the impression at Hechon Hadvar Magiyim, the concept of Yesh Zika, that if a woman falls to her husband's brothers, that Al Tzchein Rabbeinu Gershon, the Ramah assumes that the brothers are not allowed to go and get married until they are duchalitza. Until they do chalitza, they can't remarry. Why? Because they're in a matziv of zukukasai, and zukukasai somehow is the same as married legabe chayim rabbeinu gershon. Now that nakuda is a tremendous chiddush. As I mentioned yesterday, the case would be where a person's brother dies, and he gets engaged and he wants to get married. So he would not be allowed to get married until he does chalitza. If he's married already, so then there's no question, right? Calls a man, he gets married beheter, even if you married the Yavama's sister beforehand, so that's mafkia de zika. So if you married from before, there's no problem. And the Ramah says even if you're engaged from before. But this din itself in the Ramah is a tremendous chiddush in the Kayach of Zika. He's saying Yesh Zika means that if my brother dies and his wife is going to fall to me, I'm not going to be miyabim. This man is saying we're not miyabim. The Ramah's talking. We're going to do chalitza. I'm not allowed to get married because it'll turn out it's Ken, a second wife. I have this zakuka to me. Plus, now I'm going to get married. So Chayim Berakesh, I'm not allowed to have two wives. That is called two wives. Yeah, he says that's called two wives. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Now it really is even...
In any case, chalitza is the same thing.
Once you do the chalitza...
No, the man is married already. And his system will fall.
Right. So then there's no problem. So that's why he won't be allowed to do Yibum. But if he got married first, so that, Tosis is going to say on top of the Amid Bey, is that if he got married Beheter before there was any Zikuka, so then the Zika, he won't be able to do marry. He won't be able to marry her because Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. But it doesn't affect his marriage, which is first. The Ramah is talking where first the Yidnafil of the Yibum happened, and then he wants to go get married. So there he has this problem. The Pesachei Tshuva was Yudalev at Tesvav. Pesachei Tshuva brought, was it Yudalev, I think? He brought a case where a woman fell to Yibam, and she was not a proper woman at all. She fell to Yibam, and during the time she became pregnant to someone else. While she was a Zkuka, she became pregnant from someone else. So he writes, some Sefer writes from Achrayim that you don't do chalitza till after she gives birth, maybe till after the Yimei Hanukkah. It sounds like also you have to wait to do chalitza. So in the meantime, my brother-in-law says, I can't get married. I can't get married. I have to wait for her till she'll have 9 months to give birth and she'll nurse for 2 years, and so I'm not going to get married. And the case there was that he already planned a wedding, and the wedding was all prepared, and when the Masada Kedushin came to talk to him about the wedding, he said, 1 minute, you can't get married. You know, I get married, it's already, you already have a zakuka, you can't remember a gershim. And Lachsam Seifer was not here because it was a hefsa meruba for the wedding. Because it was a hefsa meruba, the wedding was all prepared, the food was prepared. But vice versa, otherwise, he would have told him to wait 2 years, 2.5 years. That's what it sounds like. He said, to have some ruba, he'll be make of ice dice, otherwise he would have told him you have to wait until you do chalitza.
What?
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 What's the heter of Hefsa Baruba? He says that the Isser is not an Isser Barer. To say that Chayav Rabbeinu Gershom on Kukasai, even though it's Beferish Ramah, it comes from a Chuvas Maramitz, since he's, I think he's going that it's a Chumrah.
The Ramah also says Ramishudeches.
Right. So he says, if you are Mishudeches, and again, I don't know Mishudeches means engaged or you're already dating her, but if you are Mishudeches from before the Nefila Liyibum, so then he says that this it doesn't apply. Just like if you get married before, if you also, now you don't need to be married before, even if you're engaged before, this it doesn't apply. But otherwise, Chirim and Gershin in Mevatel Mitzvah Yibmin, even if somebody's married. Yeah, the truth is that many Achrayim hold there's no Chirim and Gershin but Makam Mitzvah. That you're allowed to take a second wife for Yibam. So that's on the Gea, because Tol Chayim Ben Gershom is accepted by Ashkenazim, and Ashkenazim don't do Yibam as well as anyway. But at least in theory, they say such a thing. Now, the reason it's a Chiddush is because we once spoke about the Chayim Ben Gershom is only a Nesuin to two wives. On Kedushin, there's not the Lashon of Ben Gershom is Shaloi Lisa Shtei Nashim. It's not on Kedushin. Which is not much of an afkamina, except I once told you the story with Rav Yashiv, with the woman the man was dying, and his wife was going to fall to Yibum, so he gave him an etzah to be Mekadish, his niece. Mekadish his niece, then his wife won't fall to Yibum. I share a Ben Gershon, she said, Chayim Ben Gershon was lying in the Suin, just said to do Kiddushin. So, it's not on Kiddushin, and the Ramah says it does apply to Zika. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Right, the Nukiyotiv and Asugi says that Zika is like Kedushin. So that, in the Kudah, it's a big Chiddush. The whole Ramah is a big Chiddush, but it's a Ramah. So the Koyach of Yish Zika goes as a Vait, even for Chayim Ben Gershom. That's a Chiddush. Okay, I wanted to learn Taisis Dilma because it's also a Shas Taisis, of which we don't have so many in Masech Tisivamis. Taisis here talks about Hashina Lamisa. And Tosis has a kasha. The Gemara said, "Don't have me amichad ma'isida for Tosis and Taima." Harabanan lemisa lechashu. Last lusha v'sakum leishacher shem atamas ishtai. Machlekes in Yuma. It's famous that the sheet of the Mishnah that you have to prepare a wife for a kohen gadol shem atamas ishtai on Yom Kippur. You should have someone to marry. But the Rabbanan disagree. They say, "We're not chayish shem atamas." Rabbeya gufei lechayish shem yibaka hanayid. The case of Shemi Yibaka Hanoid is someone on Yom Tov, the case happens to be Yom Tov, wants to separate Truma so he can eat the food, but now separate Truma. So the question is, if Noisin Einoi B'tzadzev, Oichel B'tzadzev, if he can plan, or recover Shemi even on one side without separating it, and eat from the other side. So the Man Yavah says, you can't do that, because Shemi Yibaka Hanoid, you can be Kair Shem tomorrow, and maybe the wine will get ruined before then. It'll crack and it'll spill and get absorbed in the ground. And you can't separate it. So Shemi Yibakana is like Shemi Yamos. The same idea. Are we choishish for such a thing? V'loy l'shemi Yamos v'perakal aget. We'll talk about that case in a minute. So v'yeshloy metosis has a yisayid. The la'alter dafka l'chayish. Aval hocha pa'amim shema'achas man godom ralach leitzam liyam achach aveiru b'zman merubach hashina Shemi Yamos l'kuliyam. Tosis has a chiddush, which is Shitas Taisvis or Shitas Arash. The Rosh in the Darim, I think it's Daf Gimel, says the same aside, that Lizman Meruba L'chayish Hashem Yabas. We're afraid someone might die. But Lizman Mu'it L'chayish Hashem Yabas. In Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, in Simen Tuf Kuf Samaches, Sif Gimel, is a case of a person who made a neder to fast. This Tamat's Tshuva, it's in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So he's mekabel on himself on Rosh Hashanah that next year he's going to fast, let's say 5 days or 1 day, it seems a few days. He's mekabel tiny days. Let's say he's mekabel to fast 5 days this coming year. So what would you do if you're mekabel 5 tanesim? Don't say bimat the neder. Assuming that you want to keep it, what's the best thing to do?
Tanesim.
What? Tanaisa would be fasting anyway. No. I think it means five additional Tanaisa. I think you would try to fast in December when it's a short day. They're going to fast in September or in the summer. So Mechaba says that. Mechaba says, Kibbal Allah, Sinais, you could be Tayachit Levi Sachairif. You Mechaba Stam, I'm going to fast 5 days. So the Mechaba says that you're allowed to push it off Levi Sachairif to the winter, and that's okay. So the Magen Avraham, Sukkot Yud Gimel, is Matmiya. I think he brings from someone else's Matmiya. What do you mean? Cheshina Shemi Yamos. How could you pass off a Tainus for the winter? Hashina Shema Yamos, and he brings a raya from Yeridaya, Simuresha Tess. It says there someone made a neder to buy a house. Made a neder, this is shua, not a neder. Made a shua to buy a house. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to buy the first bayis hogun that comes your way. I don't know exactly how you define by a sogun, but the first house that's under consideration, you have to buy. You can't keep on shopping. Sometimes you find something good, and you say, let me see something else. So Shulchan Aruch says, no, Hashina Lamisa. So you have to buy the first bayis hogun that comes your way. So he asks, how the Magen Avraham's Matmiya, how could the Mechaber say you could push it off to the winter? The Yerdeya he paskins that you have to do it right away, Hashina Lamisa. It seems from the Magen Avraham, it depends what you say. So Magen Avraham writes that if you say, he brings actually from the Gemara, if you say, L'kesha'eretze, I'll fast. So you say, L'kesha'eretze, you can wait till you want. If you said, it depends on your lashon. If you said miyad, of course it's miyad. You just said it in general, that's what this is. Do most people fast? I don't know that many people that fast for tshuva, but if they do, I assume they fast when they're nirgash to do tshuva. You fast, it's like it's a heritage. Okay, akoponim. The end of the Magen Avraham says that miul is man muet lechashina. If he wants to push it off for Zman Mu'it, we're not Chayshish, how much is Zman Mu'it? He doesn't say, but the Machzah Shekel on the bottom brings from the Rosh and the Darim, that's 30 days. Up to 30 days is Zman Mu'it. What? Right. So you can push it off, he'll gain an hour, 30 days, he'll gain 30 minutes, it's Zman Mu'it. But he's arguing with the Mechaber. Yeah, we don't have a teretz on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a cash. So the Tais, the Magen Avraham, is passing like Taisus. Klar? The Magen Avraham is passing like Taisus. That was Mamuad like Hashinan, was Mamaruba Lachashish. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agah, in the Shulchan Aruch there, says, what's going on? Taisus doesn't say that. What does it say in Taisus? Taisus says, the Mandiyama who says Lamisa Loi Chayshinan is Maida as Mamaruba Chayshinan. But this whole Taisis is going like the Mandiyama Lamisa Loi Chayshinan. If you hold generally in Achayshish for Misa, so it's Mamaruba Lachayshish. But Fred Trubakidege, we paskin Lamisa Chayshinan. What's the case of Lamisa Chayshinan? The case there is where Eishes Kayin, the wife of a Kayin, the case happens to be that the husband gave her a get. If I don't come back on this trip, it's a get. And he goes away. So it says she's not in Truma. Because Hashim Lamisa. We're afraid he may die on the, he may die. And she can't eat Truma. So the truth is, it seems to the Gemara, it's Lavdafka, any case where she went away, because the Gemara says that. Pretty much any case where Eishes Kayin goes on a trip, today the telephones, today's not Truma. But in the time there was Truma, an Eishes Kayin could eat Truma, and the husband goes away. Now if she has children, even if the husband dies, she keeps on eating Truma, there's no problem. But if she has no children, the husband dies, she stops eating truma. So when the husband goes away, she has to stop eating truma. She can't eat truma anymore. Why? Because chashina lamisa. So, frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, we see in the Rambam paskens chashina lamisa. So we pass chashina lamisa, tzarechi and gadol. Now, who's Rabbi Kiva Eger asking on? On the Mechaber and on the Magen Avraham. And Mechaber says you're allowed to push it off to the winter. Mechaber is b'chlal apela. Chashina lamisa. And if it's man meruba, everyone's chashish lamisa. So Mechaber is a pella, unless the Mechaber holds 6 months is not as man meruba. I don't know, maybe. But the Mechaber is b'chlal apela, because he says you're allowed to push it off for the winter. Magen Avraham says you're allowed to push it off for his mamu where he passed the Vitaisis. On this, among Avraham's assumption, we pass my tesis, Rabbi Kiva Eger is matmiya. He says we paskin that chashina lamisa, even les mamuit chashina lamisa. What? Because he says, look at tesis lashon, tesis kashim, toima harabon lamisa loy chashu. My tesis kash is ayda rabon anachayish lamisa, and he says remeya gufei lachayish, remeya zolos nachayish. Yishloimah, as Taisa is saying, if you hold like Hashina Lamisa, then Lizmamuot Vachashish. But the Madi Yamar who holds Hashina Lamisa, the one who holds there in the Gittin Daf Ches, Hashina Lamisa, he's Chashish always. Taisa is saying, if like Hashina Lamisa, the Madi Yamar who says in Gittin, like Hashina Lamisa, that Madi Yamar is Maid is Mamuot. They argue Zmamuot. Comes out the one who says Hashina Lamisa is even in his Mamuot. So comes out. This is Rambam's case. She can't eat even the next day. The day he leaves, she has to stop eating. She pashtus.
So if she goes to the grocery store,
if she goes to Minyan's, she can't eat truma. Okay, it could be that what you're saying is the Shara Melech I'm about to speak out, which is basically what you're saying. But one thing is clear, the Magen Avraham paskens Chashina and like Tosfos, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger is arguing on it. There's a very interesting Pnei Yeshua in Gittin and Daf Lamed Hay. Pnei Yeshua has a Shaila. If a person made a neder, he's not going to reveal a secret. Again, I use neder and shvua interchangeably. I mean shvua. He made a shvua. He's not going to tell someone's secret. Someone tells you a secret, and he makes you swear that you're not going to say it. Now, you swore you're not going to say it. And you want to be matir neder. What's the problem? What's the catch? Why can't I be matir neder? Hanoider tzarech lefarit. You say a neder, you have to be mefarat in neder. Right, when you mat the neder, I don't know if you think about what you say in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say Alpha Pi Shetzarach Lefaraton Da Duna Rabbi Say Ki Efshel Lefaraton Ki Rabim Hay, which I don't like to say because it's not true by me. You made a lot of nedarim this year. Ki Efshel Lefaraton Ki Rabim Hay. It always bothers me when I have Taras Nedarim. I don't know, I usually skip the words, nobody notices, the people who learn the Svi Dayanim. But, no, you say it, you say, Duna Rabbi say, Ki Yevshul Afarton, Ki Rabim Hay. I don't know if you even remember saying it. But you're telling the Dayanim, I can't be Mefarat Mein Nedarim, because there's so many.
But if someone
does it
three, like one thing three times,
it is, so many. Yeah, could be. Could be, the truth is, if you say, I'm going to learn, it's also a neder. So you don't need a lashon neder on a dvar mitzvah. I'm always makpid to say, Ribli neder. I try never to say, I'm going to learn. I say, I'm going to yeshiva, I'm going to base medrash. If somebody says, I'm going to learn for an hour, has a din neder, not three times, one time. So maybe it is rabbin him. But I'm getting sidetracked. The Pnei Yeshua in Gittin says that how you mat a neder on a secret. How can you mat the neder in a secret? You have to be mefarat the neder beforehand. It's not going to be the evidence chal. That's what we do every shana without being mefarat. But l'chadchila, you have to be mefarat the neder before you could Before you can be about the neder, you have to say the neder. If the neder is that you're not going to tell someone's secret, I mean, I'm not going to tell you a secret. So mefaret means I have to tell the bezdin. I can't tell the bezdin. People always say that I'll tell the bezdin there's a secret which I made a neder not to. I want to be matir neder. You see, things you have to explain why you're being matir. Usually, you can't explain it without telling them what it is. Usually. So, at any rate, the Pnei Yeshua brings. What do we have a Chazal that somebody was matir neder on a secret? What? Rabbi Akiva. It was a secret? No. Now you have by Tzidkiyo and Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says Tzidkiyo saw Nebuchadnezzar doing something Davar B'Zayin. And Nebuchadnezzar made Tzidkiyo swear that Tzidkiyo was a king. He was the last king in Klal Yisrael, the Bais Rishon. So he made him swear he's not going to tell. At the end, Tzidkiyo told. Couldn't hold anything. He said, how could you tell? He said he was Matan Neder. So Nebuchadnezzar went and he killed the members of the Sanhedrin that were Matan Neder. So Pnei Yeshua says, how are they Matan Neder? It's a secret. It's also Lafarit. There's some in Chumash on Parshas Vayechi who asked the Kasher by Yosef. Yosef said, Parai, if you're going to want me to be Matan Neder, the Neder I made to Yaakov, that I'm going to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, I'll be Matan Neder that I made that I won't be Megali your secrets. You don't know the Lashon Kodesh. So Pnei Yeshua anyway asked the Kasher. He asked Tzidkiyo, how could he give you Matan Neder on his side? So Pnei Yeshua answers, that's a teretz, logically. What? You're mefaret. You tell them the secret. And when they're matan neder, we pass in chacham is oikah neder l'mafreya. A chacham could be oikah the neder l'mafreya. So, chacham could be oikah neder l'mafreya. Then it's not a problem. You're mefaret the neder. And then they're matir neder, and then now you have to be enough talachachem to know they'll be matir. If they'll be mefaret and they'll say sorry, then you're going to be stuck. So it means he was sure enough that they'll be matir. So he was mefaret and neder, and then they're oikel mafreya, and therefore it's good. That's what the what works for you. They were oikel mafreya. I was never either. What? Right, but that works. It doesn't keep on going. So on that, truth is, Peshu himself asks, I saw in the Yitzchak, maybe you'll be mefarat in Eder, and before Bezin is mounted in Eder, the person will die. You know, I'll do something.
You
have to be alone
with
the mefarat. With the mounted in Eder. You can mount in Eder after someone dies. I assume not. Farat and Neder for dead people. Stum that.
If the person never said anything before he was lifted, now rather not, but he did his part.
Maybe you're right. I think you need the person in front of you. And the rabbi, that's what they talk about. This Chashina Melissa. So, at least Ladina. It's Tali and Machlekes. The Lashon of Rabbi Yisrochan and Dein Yitzchak is that the Teres of Nei Shua is Tali the Machlekes the Magen of Ram Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's the Lashon. Machlekes the Magen of Rabbi Kiva Ladina. In other words, if you all like Tais, this is Mamu with like Hashina. If you say like Rabbi Kiva Eger understood that we pass the Lamisa Hashina, then you can't. It's not Kamina, Allah Lamaisim is Manazev. Somebody would want to be Matir and Neder, to be Mefarat, the secret, to be Matir and Neder, it would be a decision. So at any rate, we have a shayla how we paskin lahalacha. The Shar HaMelech in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, the first Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Sukkah, Hutzeichen Zitzu, how did I find it? It must be on the page in Shulchan Aruch, somebody says to look there. Maybe it was in the Machzeh Shekel. He said that the Shar HaMelech in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah talks about it, and listen to what he says. The Shar Melech declares, how do we pass it? Do we pass like this Taisus? We don't pass like Taisus. Do we pass like Chashina Lamisa all the time? Or only Zman Merubah? So he brings a stira in the Rambam. In Hilchis Sukkah, the Rambam paskins that a sukkah made out of animals is kosher. The walls are made out of living animals is kosher. Even though the Gemara says, Shabbat Yavas, if they die, they're going to fall down, they won't be walls anymore. But you can make walls out of a sukkah, and that's also the Gemara says it's talking Shem Yamos, Gemara's Tu Pshat, Shem Tivraf, Shem Yamos. So the Gemara says that it's talking Shem Yamos, and the Rambam also says that if someone says Hareini Nazir, not Hareini, someone says I will be Makabel Naziris on myself, he has to Makabel Miyad. So he has to Makabel Miyad Tashina Lamisa. So he asks, why in the Ziris he passes Chashino Lamisa? In Hilchas Sukkah he passes like Chashino Lamisa. So he answers, Taisus. So if Lizma Mu'it on Sukkis, you want to eat in the Sukkah, you're afraid the animal plots. It's not Mu'it like Chashino. It's considered Royal Shiva. It's right to stand for 7 days. Now Chashino Shamayamas in the 7 days. However, in Hilchas Nazir, if he's going to push off the Naziris, he push it off the Zman Merubah. And therefore, they are Chayshin Alamisa. And therefore, we're Chayshish Femisa. Now, he mentions the Svara that Baruch mentioned before. Now, why don't we say by Naziris or by Truma, the same thing. When the husband went away, the Eishas Kayin is not allowed to eat. The Rampas is not allowed to eat. That was the Rekivegas Rai, Pasnashin Alamisa. So the Shar Melech says this svara, that something that's be'etzem is man mu'etik a thing, something that, like a sukkah, is be'etzem, in the Indian of Zman Mu'et, there, like Hashina, v'nachayshish v'misa, like Taisa says. Something that's nimshach was man meruba, just right now it's Zman Mu'et, like a person says, I'm going to be mekabel tainus, I'm going to kabel naziris. So he'll say, well, for 1 day, 2 days is a man mu'it. For 31 days is a man meruba. So the Shar Melech says that is a chuch of a tlula. Because what are you telling him? Today, you can push it off, but you only get 30 days. 30 days go by, he's still alive. So the end of 30 days, he'll say, do I have to mekabel naziris tomorrow? It's only 1 day tomorrow. Every day, he could say, tomorrow is only 1 day, I don't have to mekabel naziris. Something that you could keep on pushing off. So he says that we were chayshish lamisa. It's going to end up being zman meruba, we're chayshish lamisa. The same thing he says by a kayin. Since the zman mu'it right there, in practical terms, you can't keep on pushing it off because you don't know if he might be dead already. But lamaisa, you're going to be matir, and 1 day you'll say it's aser. That means yesterday you weren't chayshish, he's dead. Today you're chayshish, and 1 day you're chayshish. So something that's going to be nimshach, he says that there we're chayshish lamisa miyad. What do we gain with the Shar HaMelech? That in Lomdis we pass like Taisus. Now as we pass in the difference is Zman Merubah and Zman Mu'et, we are passing like Taisus. Just in cases where a person made a neder, he has to do it right away because that's a case that's going to be Nimshach. Which means Rekiv Eger is right Ladina. The cases Rekiv Eger was talking about are cases that could be Nimshach. Rekiv Eger is right Ladina. However, in Lomdis, we do pass the Lytosis, like the Morgan Avram says. So, what? It's a Hanhoga Tavi. The Gemara says that you should say Chatos Lashem, and not Lashem Chatos. Why? Because Chashinan, they'll say Lashem, and he'll die, he won't be able to say Chatos. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, they say about the same idea. It's Hanhoga Tavi, it's not a Chi of Gomor. Varaya, we say Psukim. Hashem Yivarach Asami Vashalom. How do we say Hashem? Then we say Yivarach Asami Vashalom. The Torah is a pasuk. You can't turn around. So you have no choice. You have to say it the way it says. Say Hashem Sosai Tiftach. You say Hashem, and the person maybe will die. It's not a real iser. It's a hanhoga taiva. You're right. It's not a great. It's a hanhoga taiva. I don't think it's a halacha. Yeah, the Gemara is saying that it's a good hanhoga. You shouldn't say Hashem Chato. You say Chato Hashem. I think it's a chi of Gomor. I have homework, you look it up. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. What? The main thing the Shah Melech is helping is the Stiris Aramba. The Ram passes Hashim and Lamisa by Nazir and by Truma, and he doesn't pass in that way by Sukkah. He's in Hilchas Sukkah. So he's explaining difference between Rubas and Mamud. Notice the Rambam is Maida to Tosis his side. But he has to add this Knech, because if so, someone says, I will be Makabal Naziris, he should get 30 days. So for that, he says, that's Nimshach, you have to do right away. He's adding that Knech. That's the Sugi in the Gemara. The Sugi in the Gemara talks about Baal Ta'acher. In the Dharam, the Gemara learns from a Rebbe about Ta'achar applies to all the Dharam. So Gemara, I think the Gemara says that to be Oyver about Ta'achar, you need to be in the Dharam. But Al Chashin Alamis, the one who says Chashin Alamis, the attack have to do right away. But to be Oyver about Ta'achar, I think that's what the Gemara says. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. What are we up to? Omar Lay, six lines on the bottom. We asked the Kasha. We said, Rav Gamliel holds Eid Zika, and he still says, Yemutter Levatel Mitzvah Yemen. So, Rameya holds Eid Zika, should hold the same way. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Remember the Gemara? Omalei, Rav Gamliel, the Rameya Karavis. You're asking a Sira from Rameya to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel holds Mutter Levatel Mitzvah Yemen. Rameya holds also levatel mitzvah yemin. It's just kind of so at the Gemara hachika amina. This is what I meant to say. Hachika amina. Rameya chayish afil lisveka. Rameya is chayish even for a suffix shema yamos. He'll be levatel mitzvah yemin. Rav Gamliel afil levade my chayish. And Rav Gamliel even levade levatel mitzvah yemin. He doesn't care. After the Gemara, no. Dilma, man de lechayish, efil levade lechayish, man de chayish, efil lesveke chayish. It's not a stira. You could have two tanoim that argue in such a thing. Omalei abayi le Rabbi Yosef. Hod, Rabbi Yehuda, what was Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda said, ein zika, Rav said, yesh zika. Hod, Rabbi Yehuda, de Shmuel hi. Rabbi Yehuda's shita of ein zika is really his Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda learned both by Rav and by Shmuel. After Rav died, he went to Shmuel. But man, Shemeres Yavam, Shekidish Ocha v'sachaisa, Mishabehuda v'seiru amru, Omer leham tenu chesichu amai, Yasa achicha maisa, is the case Rashi brought on Yuzayin on the days. Shemeres Yavam, that was the Kaddish, the sister of his Yavama, Shemeseiru amru, Omer leham tenu chesichu, Yasa achicha maisa, which means Rabbehuda v'seiru holds that your aser until such a time, and va'amar Shmuel Allah grabbed the Messiah, and Shmuel said Allah grabbed the Messiah. So we see he holds that Yeshika. So that's what we said. Rabbi Yehuda held Yeshika, and am I right? And that's Shmuel Shita that is Zika. The rest of the Yom till the Mishnah just goes back and forth on which name. Amalei, di derav mai. Amalei, the kasha derav adarav. It will be a steer in Rav. Dil ma meroi, nir ali bederav. So Gemara says, no, kimin dit, mishmei de shmo, behedyam. Mishmei derav ka meroi, la shakim, mishmei de shmo, behedyam, gina ka meroi. Ali bederav. Gemara here till the Mishnah goes into, why are you afraid to say it's Rav? So the Gemara goes back and forth. It's important is the tap taisvis. First line of taisvis. Shemeres Yavam Shekidish Ocha Vesachaisa Aymeri Davka Kidesh Aymer Mleiham Temelisa Mishum Dirushas Tassu and Nire Kinoise Achaisa Kukasa Avalam Nasa Kavarsh Yishte Gemura Pokal Azika Lagami Mitzarch Lam Temelibo Chidish and Taisus. What's Taisus saying? It's important Taisus, even in Halacha Lamais, as we'll see in a minute. Make sure you understand Taisus before we go off. What's Taisus saying? Shemeres Yavam Shekidish, the original case of the Sugi. Shemeres Yavam is Mekadish, the sister of his Yavama. Good? Shemeres Yavam is Mekadish, the sister of his Yavama. Shemeres Yavam is Mekadosh, the sister of his Yavama. So he said, if you hold Yeshika, you're in trouble. You can't marry her. You have to wait. Tamtein at Sheyasech Yichamais. So Taisa Tet Kiddush. If it's Nisus, if you did Nisuin, Nisuin is Mafkiya Zika. Nisuin is Mafkiya Zika. Kiddush. We spoke the other day, Yimbom is Mafkiya Zika. Chalitza is Mafkiya Zika. Taisa says Nisuin is Mafkiya Zika. Everybody understand what the words mean? As soon as Mafkiya Zika. A woman falls to me for Yibum. A woman falls to me to Yibum. And I give Kiddushin to her sister. I'm still as Kukasa. If I do Nisuin to the sister, that's a different story. That's the Shita of Taisus. The Mukiyasif, which we looked at in the beginning of the Sugya, Mukiyasif brings that it's Shver. If what's going on? If Kiddushin is Mafkiya Zika, Nisuin should be Mafkiya Zika. They should both be the same. If Nisuin is not Mafkiya, if Kiddushin is not Mafkiya Zika, Nisuin shouldn't be. They're both getting married, Minatayr. Either Yei Zika, getting married doesn't matter, or Ein Zika, getting married does matter. It's very hard to understand, he says, what's the difference? If Kiddushin is not Mafkiya, Nisuin shouldn't be. If Kiddushin is Nisuin. Well, what's this deal? Nisuin is and Kiddushin is not. So he answers, the Mukhi Yosef says, he doesn't answer, but he brings the Lashon of Taisus Shita. The way I understand Taisus Shita is that Kiddushin is equal to Zika. Kiddushin, the Natayra, is equal to Zika, which is a drama. Nisuin is stronger than Zika. As long as it's Kiddushin and Zika, it's not Mafkiya. Once it's Nisuin, it's Mafkiya. But at any rate, it's a machlokes rishayim, this taisus, if nisuin is mafkiya zika or not. The pashas haGemara certainly is that it's not. But on the other hand, the Gemara always mentions kedushin, so maybe it's a diuk that nisuin is, and that's taisus shita, nisuin is mafkiya zika. Okay, the significance of taisus we'll come back to, but we have to go to a new discussion. I want you to get clear what we're talking about. The words mafkiya zika mean what? This lashon hafka zika, we have it in Taisus Yudayin Amud Beis, we have it here. What does hafka zika mean? It's a way out. We're going to talk now about ways out of yibum v'chalitza. You have a case where a woman fell to a man for yibum or chalitza. Is there any hafka? Is there anything that can be done to be mafkiya zika? Is there such a thing? So, well, we know things that aren't so helpful. We know that one brother does yibum, it's mafkiya zika. One brother does chalitza, it's mafkiya zika from the other brothers. And the question is if there's a way out of zika. So Taisus has one way out. Taisus tells her, if he gives the suin, not just Kedushin. Kedushin and the suin to her sister, bang, doesn't have to yibum, doesn't have the chalitza. He's not also to her relatives, to other relatives, I mean, only to the relatives of his present wife. It's an out. It's a way out of Zika, is the suin. That's what Taisus says. The entire sugyo that we're talking about being mafkiya Zika for this last blot are things the man does. Things a man does to be mafkiya zika. Let's talk now about things a woman could do to be mafkiya zika. The man, we don't have such great aitzes for him. You have to picture this in your mind, otherwise you're not going to follow. Yeah, you have to picture in your mind, a woman falls to yibum v'chalitza to a man. The question is, does he have any way out? Is there any aitzes not to do yibum v'chalitza? In our sugya, yes, we have an eitzah. If he wants to marry our sister, he'll have a way out. Most people don't want to marry any particular brother-in-law, sister, sister-in-law, sister. So it's not so helpful or nice. It's aslach etchila anyway, right? So the question is how, if there's any eitzah to be mafkiya zika, and the reason I'm using the lashon any eitzah, you'll see why. You'll see why shortly. The question now, could she do anything? Now, let's say she goes and gets married. She goes and gets married. Is that mafkia zika? Could she say, I'm an eshes ish now, so no more zika? Let the fact that I'm married be mafkia the zika. Now, I think we all know that that's not true. We discussed in the past, a long time ago, we discussed the big machlokes. If a woman went and she got married outside, does she have to get a divorce before chalitza? The levushas chumra was that she has to get a divorce before she could do chalitza. Most achrayim weren't chayshish for the levush. They didn't pass them like him. So we know that if a woman gets married, it's not mafkia zika. Why not? What? And here, okay, nisuin to the sister is also not loyal because the sister might die. So it's not vaday loyalam. What you're saying is it's taisus on tezayin amid aleph. Look at please at taisus on tezayin, top taisus. Okay, oh, you follow what I'm talking about? I'm talking if the woman gets married, why isn't there mafkia zika? Why now you can't do zika? She's an eshes ish. She can't marry an eshes ish. It shouldn't, logically, if anything, mafkia zika, it's the same thing. He marries the sister, it's mafkia zika, because he can't marry her. And if she becomes an eshes ish, also she mafkia zika. The top toisis, top kasha, is the kasha. In Taiman, the Shmuel, the Mesav Levi, the Rabbi, Kedushan Toisim, the Yevam Lashok, and came Shita, the Ksheira, the Miyad, the Kidsha, Pokal, the Zika, Kedamina, the Mishamar, the Yavish, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Mafkina, the Yevam. Toisis kasha is. Just like in our Gemara, Toisis Kedamina, the Mishamar, the Yavish, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Yevam, that's our Gemara. That's our Gemara. Shmuel holds. Well, let's see what Shmuel holds, but we're saying now that it's mafkia zika. So the question is, why is that not mafkia zika? So look at Taisis v'yeshleimer. V'yeshleimer, the loydami. The hasam ain shum takana lasi shetis yabim. Shein laham is achaisa. In our Gemara, if we decide we want them to do yibum, how can he do yibum? He married the sister. The only way he can do yibum is the sister dies. And I can't kill the sister in order to make him do yibum. So there's no way to make the yibum happen. You could do it how you they get. You have an eitzah through get. He's saying why? Because there's an eitzah. She can give a get. You can do yibum. Why doesn't Taisus say? I hope you're thinking. Why doesn't Taisus say there's an eitzah? You could do chalitza. Why doesn't Taisus say? By us, there's an eitzah. Do chalitza. Because if it's not oil yibum, it's not oil chalitza. That's what Taisus means. Taisus explained that yibum is possible. Since you can do yibum, you can do chalitza. Taisus has to explain that you can do yibum. And Akamar, the same thing. You marry the sister, you can do chalitza, you can do yibum. So Taisus' first teretz is that you can't, that when the woman gets married, it's not mafkia zika, because there's an eitzah. She get a get. Oid Yeshleima, Taisa second teres, Oid Amari, Dolaisia Eishas Hames Leishzar, Mashra Filo Ade Avaya, Dahino Kedushim Laisia Leishzar. Taisa second teres is Gzeres Hakosa. Loisia Eishas Hames Leishzar, Afilo Ade Avaya, Dahino Kedushim Laisia Leishzar. It's Gzeres Hakosa, Loisia Leishzar, that even Ayide Avaya, which is Kedushin, can't be to an Izzar. That's what Taisa says here. A Kedushin are typhus, because Taisus Hal Kasha started in if Kedushin are typhus. Loisia leizar, Masha afilu al yidei havaya, even if it is, even if you do Kedushin, Loisia leizar, so it's Loisia, you should stay married to leizar. The Zikr remains, he's right, the Lashon HaKroth doesn't fit well. Because the truth is, in Tzadik Beis, the Gnevar Dasha Loisia leizar, the Kedushin is not typhus, Rabbi. But anyway, that's Taisus Teretz. Now, I call She'ena Eilu Yibam Eilu Chalitza. What's Taisus second Teretz? So he's saying, it's Xeris HaKosim. I call Shena Liba Meino L'Chalitza. The Levush, what? You can't do Yibum, she's an Eishes Ish. You can't do Yibum, she's an Eishes Ish. So, could you do Chalitza? So I guess we're saying you could do Chalitza. The Levush is Chumra. The Levush says, Tosis is right. I mean, Tosis is correct. You can't do Yibum. What comes out of Tosis, of the Levush? You have to give a get before you do Chalitza. You can't do Yibum. Why can't you do Yibum? Two Torahs of the Tosis. So to Levush, a woman got married. I told you last time, Ma'aseh B'chol Yayim, a woman doesn't know about Yibum, she goes and gets married. So to Levush, you need a get. It's not Oilul Yibum now. So how can it be Oilul Chalitza? Oilul Yibum, Oilul Chalitza. So you need a get. That's the Levush's psak. The Chalkim, what did the Chalkim say? I ain't a libam, ain't a lachalitza. So, ain't a libam, ain't a lachalitza. Why don't you need a get? You're an Eishes Ish. There's no yibam. Taisa says it's not mafkia, Zika. Okay, it's not mafkia. But you're still an Eishes Ish. How do you do chalitza? So, some cipher is tshuva, which is in Chelek Beis of Evan Ezer, tshuva ayin vav, the end of ayin hey, the beginning of ayin vav. Some cipher says, he says two possible answers. He says the Rashba from Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The first Rashba, the Masechta, he asked from the case of a Kedushin B'Tanai. The first Rashba said, Eina Oila L'Yibum is not if it's from a Tam Stadi. Eina Oila L'Yibum and Al-Chalitza means it's a Yibum Dikadin that you can't do Yibum. So if the course has to do with the Parsha of Yibum, then it's Eina Oila L'Chalitza. Bitai is Eina Oila L'Yibum, Eina Oila L'Chalitza. It says in the Parsha of Yibum. Tam study, ain't no libum. We don't say, I know libum, ain't no chalitza. You have other reasons, katlonis, ainain, we spoke about a bunch of cases. If she's ain't no libum for zaitiga reasons, or the case there, she had a get but tonight, then we don't say, ain't no chalitza. So the Levush's kasha falls off, like the Rashi. Or, the some say this as a second possibility, that's called ain't no libum because we could be kai for her to Yibum. We could force her to take a get. We could force her to take a get. Since we could force her to take a get, it's Oilul Yibum. So maybe she doesn't need to get Oilul Chalitza. So we have Terutzim for the Levush Shita. But the Chassam Sefer still doesn't want to argue with the Levush straight out. He wants Terutzim. So listen to a Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Tes. The Chassam Sefer brings it. Listen to the Beis Meir's Chiddush. Beis Meir says, just like Tosis Yutches Amud Beis said, there's a difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin by Afkar Zika. That's what Tosis said. Kiddushin is not Mafkia Zika, Nisuin is Mafkia Zika. The same thing here in this Tosis. When are we saying in Tosis that if a Eishes Ish, if a woman, a Yavama, gets married with Shuk, it's not Mafkia Zika, only by Kiddushin? Mikudesh is Lashuk. If she's Nesua Lashuk, it's Mafkia the Kedushin. If she goes, this would be a great, if everyone agreed with this, it would be a great heter. Because today, whoever gets married is Nesua. He says, if she's Nisus Lashuk, it doesn't apply. He says, look at Taisus Lashin, Taisus Vayamari. Taisus Lashin is, Loisia Eishas Hameis Lishzar, Mashma Dafilu Ade Havaya, Dahainu Kedushin, Loisia Lishzar. This Tosfos Beferish. When, if the Yavama goes and gets married, Lashuk, is it Namafki Azika? Only Havaya, only Kedushin. But if it's Ayidei Nesuin, it's Mafki Azika. Now this Beis Meir is an extraordinary heter. It means any woman who falls to Yibum and goes and does Nesuin Lashuk Beisr, she's a Nesuin Lashuk, she's everyone alive. She went, she got married to someone else, a Nesuin, she doesn't need chalitza, she doesn't need yibum, shalom al Yisrael. She has the tshuva, she was over a lot. But today you have friar women that don't know anything about yibum. And they go and get married with shuk. Nesuin, he says, Kedushin is not mafia zika. Nesuin is mafia zika. Taisus says when the man does it, Taisus, when the man marries the sister, Kedushin is not mafia zika, Nesuin is mafia zika. That's what Taisus says. He says the same nakuda the other way around. He says the same thing when she goes out, And she gets married, l'shuk, ayidei nisuin. Now, some slave is not passing like the Beis Meir, but he's using him as a tziruf. He's using him as a tziruf with the chayel kavan d'levush, that he could do chalitza. He had there a third tziruf, a very strange story there, about a pregnant woman. It's a shayla, she's pregnant from her husband, and you don't need yibum, or from someone else, you do need yibum. It's an interesting case. All cases are interesting, but the kuda that's important is this nekuda. Rashi there said you can't give a get. Shemit is gan al baila. Shenisul l'shok. Yeah, so Rashi there saying okay. Rashi says initial l'shok is the chalitza. Could be. Okay. He's not basing on Rashi, I guess. He's basing on Taisus. So it's a chiddush atzum. What's nice is that it's our Taisus. In the reverse case, the chilek de kedushin and the suin, and he says it in that particular case. Okay, the Gemara in the Yomid Beis. Tosis is only going like the man diyamar that kedushin b'aftiyazika. Tosis is only going that if you hold like Shmuel. Tosis is a kasha. If you hold that kedushin is mafkia zika, because you hold like the madiyama in zika, so then it's shver. You're saying if you hold like the madiyama yesh zika, then what? Then if you hold like the madiyama yesh zika, so then kedushin achayis is not mafkia. What? Because Tais is talking like Shmuel. The Gemara said lechatchila tzos. The Gemara said that the evidence is not mafkia. The Gemara in Yitzayin Amid Beis. If you hold Yeshzika, you're not allowed to marry. But Maisa, everyone's kedusha is not mafkia zika. And Tosef, do you have questions? What Tosef says Nesuin is he going with Kuli Alma? That's your question. Is he going Dafka like the Man Yom Ein Zika, or if even like the Man Yom Yeh Zika? That's what you're asking, right? Gemara is going like the Man Yom Yeh Zika. Pashto is Tosef going on the Gemara. The Gemara is going to Man Yom Yeh Zika. Sounds like Tosef is talking like Shmuel. Tosef says Ayanam Anaf is also talking like Shmuel, but Tosef is Lashon, right? Time of the Shmuel. Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. So Taisus is saying, Taisus is talking like Shmuel. It sounds like it's even if you hold Yesh Zika. Okay. Good. I'll see you tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. And if you're ready for the next Mishnah, so maybe we'll just still talk about this Sugya. But please get ahead of me. I wanted to get to the Sugya on that part.